Section 3. Being funny means seeing funny. It is simple. When you read a news story about a vice president visiting an ice cream store and freaking out on the owner because when the VP asked what he would like, the owner said, lower taxes, do you see the humor in the situation? Jon Stewart and the cast of The Daily Show did. They ran the clip with the VP reacting and then mocked him for over a minute. If you want to be funny, you have to see funny. Depending on the type of comedian you are, you need to recognize the humor around you. If you are a family comic, notice how kids behave or look in children's safety seats. If you love sports, comment on the ridiculous steroid situation in baseball. If you're a topical comic, point out the latest issue in Afghanistan. Just make sure you are looking at the funny side. Your first reaction to a TV commercial should be, that's funny because. Your first thoughts about anything new should be, that's funny because, or wouldn't that be funny if? Try it. Take any joke or any comedy bit you know and apply the above test to it. A little simplistic, I know, but it works. Let's try it. Jeff Dunham's character, Ahmed the Terrorist. That's funny because he is a successful suicide bomber who can still talk to you. You can do an impression of Jack Nicholson. Who can't? Wouldn't that be funny if Jack Nicholson was your gynecologist? One of my favorite comedians of all time was George Carlin. He was particularly successful at Wouldn't That Be Funny If? Wouldn't that be funny if things that were lost went to a special pile in heaven until they showed up again? Wouldn't that be funny if you made a list of people who should be killed? Or that's funny because there are 7 words you can't say on television. Seeing funny is simple. It is not complicated. Use that's funny because or wouldn't that be funny if, and you will never go wrong. Section 4. Surprising twist. What makes people laugh? A surprise or a twist on the everyday or the expected? Most classic jokes lead to a surprise. Often a surprise is a twist because you expect something normal and then get surprised. Old school. I just flew in from LA, and boy are my arms tired. The listener is surprised the comedian is referring to literally flying. You could call this a surprise. You were thinking airplane, then were surprised by flapping arms. Or you expected the comedian to talk about his air flight, but he was talking about actually flying, a twist on the accepted concept of flying. New school. When Jeff Dunham presents Ahmed the Terrorist and the crowd laughs hard, the puppet stares down at an audience member and says, "Silence!" Pause. "I kill you!" The crowd always laughs. Why? I think it is because the audience is surprised that a character, even a dead terrorist, actually issues the phrase, "I kill you." In today's society, that is almost a taboo statement. I think the surprise is a type of shock, and the audience reacts. Section 5. Juxtaposition. Another technique that achieves the surprise factor to create laughter is by juxtaposing or putting together 2 ideas that usually don't belong. When a comedian does this, they achieve a twist or a type of surprise that generates audience laughter. I remember a hilarious interview Stephen Colbert did on The Daily Show, where he started. He juxtaposed a hard-nosed journalistic approach with a report on dodgeball. Opponents of dodgeball were advocating that it was a violent sport and should be removed from schools. Obviously, when Colbert reported on it, using TV interview footage and footage of himself participating and wringing a ball of a small girl's head and then celebrating, it was funny. The seriousness